For more than half of its 60 years, Pakistan has been under military rule. General Pervez Musharraf seized power in 1999, the latest in a series of military officers who replaced civilian leaders. But after failing to deliver on a promise to reinstate democratic rule, Mr. Musharraf has grown increasingly unpopular. His approval rating hovers around 35%. Opposition lawmaker Chaudhry Nizar Ali Khan says the military has always seen itself as guardian of Pakistan's national interests.
And this is one area where the military now feels that they are fast losing grip, they're losing credibility, they're losing respect, and there's only one person who is responsible for that, and that is Pervez Musharraf.
For the first time in the country's history, Ali Khan says, citizens link the army to an unpopular president and are openly hostile to officers.
It is not a secret anymore. Military generals have been stopped on the streets and insulted and humiliated.
Opposition groups have petitioned Pakistan's Supreme Court, disputing the legality of Mr. Musharraf's plan to run for another five-year term while still army chief. A government lawyer told the court Mr. Musharraf will abandon his uniform and govern as a civilian before taking office for a second term. The Pakistani leader historically relied on support from within military ranks for his presidency, but retired army officers like Lieutenant General Talat Masood, who writes on Pakistani politics, worry about the public's lack of respect and Musharraf's unpopularity.
It is possible if things get out of hand, then it's very likely that a time might come when the senior military leadership may say that President Musharraf, we have backed you, we have supported you, but now I think it's time that you go voluntarily, otherwise we will have to really save the institution and the country.
Masood says most Pakistani officers he knows favour free elections and many do not want Mr. Musharraf to run. But as the Pakistani leader continues to chart his own political future, military and civilian opponents may end up disappointed. Simon Marks for VOA News in Islamabad, Pakistan.